With Boopeat, I'm Don Swaim. In 1952, a photo essay of Marlena Dietrich appeared in Esquire magazine. The pictures were taken by a young photographer named Eve Arnold, and starlet Marilyn Monroe was impressed by Arnold's work.
When we met, she said, "If you did that well with Marlena, can you imagine what you can do with me?" And I thought it was very funny, so I laughed, and I talked to my editors at Esquire, and they said, "Sure, go ahead."
Eve Arnold took photographs of Marilyn Monroe over the next 10 years.
There were 6 sessions, and the shortest was 2 hours, and the longest was 2 months when I worked on The Misfits.
Sometime during that 10-year period,
she turned to me and said, "You remember the Marlena story?" And I said, "Yes." She said, "Do you remember what it was called?" And I said, "It was called Marlena and Appreciation." And she said, "Someday, do you think you can do an appreciation of me?"
Eve Arnold waited 25 years before publishing Marilyn Monroe, An Appreciation.
Part of it was because I didn't want to believe that she was dead. And part of me didn't want to exploit it. And I still feel that that's a questionable thing in my mind. But then I remember that she did ask me to do an appreciation, and I remember that this is something she would have adored.
80% of the photographs of Monroe in Arnold's book have not been published before.
There was a picture of her taken in the morgue after her death. It was an awful picture. Maybe it had to be taken for legal reasons or whatever reasons, but to have shown it publicly, I found that that was so awful that part of me just simply said, "Go ahead and show how wonderful she was."
Photographer Eve Arnold's touching appreciation of Marilyn Monroe was published by Knopf. With BookBeat, I'm Don Swaim. There has been a reassessment of Marilyn Monroe 25 years after her death, a greater tolerance for her joyful sexuality. The photographer Eve Arnold photographed Marilyn Monroe over a 10-year period in the 50s and 60s, and her book is a tribute to the late actress. It's called Marilyn Monroe, An Appreciation. Eve Arnold's relationship with Marilyn was based on the camera, an object the actress would seduce.
I don't think it was possible to do an unposed picture of Marilyn. She was always aware of the camera.
Eve Arnold reread the note she kept of Marilyn Monroe at the time the photographs were taken.
The early ones, there's such a sense of joy and of laughter. It was almost like a celebration doing the book. In the beginning, I dreaded it. I thought it was going to be very depressing, and it wasn't.
But Arnold was on hand during a particularly difficult time in Monroe's life, the filming of the movie The Misfits.
Marilyn had twice taken doses of sleeping tablets and had to be pumped out. The Miller marriage was over, and that was tough on her. It was hard. It was hard for her, and it was hard for those of us who cared about her to watch her going through this.
After Monroe's death, Arnold ran into the wardrobe mistress for The Misfits.
She said, "You know, on that Saturday when she killed herself, if I had known, I'd have cooked a chicken soup, and I would have taken it over to her and put my arms around her. Maybe she wouldn't have killed herself." There was a kind of collective guilt, it seemed to me, after her death.
Eve Arnold's book, Marilyn Monroe, An Appreciation, was published by Knopf.
The woman I knew was wonderful, and I wanted to pay a tribute to her. And my book is about her and the still camera, which is something I know about.
With BookBeat, I'm Don Swaim.